Amen.
Ezra 1:1.
The
heart of Cyrus was stirred up.
He
didn't have any choice but to stand up and say what God wanted him
to say. And
the declaration that he made,
all
Israel,
Israel yes,
wherever you are,
chero kupi kwa muri,
go back to Judah.
Zokerai kuJuda,
and you rebuild the city.
Mono waka zvekare guta.
Rebuild the temple.
Muvake zvekare temple.
Even at Jerusalem.
Kunyange pa Jerusalem.
And says everybody must give gifts.
Vanofanira kupa zvipo.
Must give money.
Vanofanira kupa mari.
So that the temple must be rebuilt again.
Kuti temple inovakwa zvekare ikoko.
He did not withdraw his words.
Haana kudzosa mashoko.
But what was said was said and it was done. Finish. So Israel went back.
Israel,
they started rebuilding the city.
Rebuilding
the temple.
And
rebuilding the
walls.
According to what the heathen king has
said.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't know much about the religious stand of Mr. Trump.
We are
not very worried about that.
But all we know is
he just this week he has told the rest of the world
that
he was declaring that Jerusalem is a capital city of Israel.
Israel is ino guta gurura wa Jerusalem.
And that they must move the capital city from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
That statement or that declaration, it has stirred the whole world. Amen.
Amen.
Some got angry. Some got very happy. Amen.
Amen.
But there's something that I would like you to notice. That statement is slowly dividing the nations and making them ready for Armageddon. Because the rest of the world today, their eyes are focused on Jerusalem. There's been a lot of uprising. There's been a lot of fighting in different places.
Amen.
Amen. But it has been said. It has been said already. The can't revoke it. They can't pull it back. Amen.
Amen.
So this is where we are looking at. What appears to be reckless. But that is exactly what God wants. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody, every Jew knows. For 3,000 years, Jerusalem has been the capital city of
Israel.
Now, we are not making a political speech tonight. But I'm taking some of that so that we might have our hearts provoked. Amen.
Amen.
We want to see who can make a reckless statement tonight under the anointing of God and shake hell until hell doesn't know what to do by your reckless statement. If you make a reckless statement and God is behind it, it doesn't matter who else wants to be against you. Amen.
Amen.
It is going to be done in as much as you want. How many of you believe that? I want to look at the word reckless. Amen.
Amen.
It means not showing proper concern about the possible bad results of your actions.
Kuita unge usina kana hanya nekuti zvinhu zvandaita izvi zvichazoburitsa zvii kumberi kuzvibereko zvacho.
Reckless means irresponsible. It also means adventurous. Okay. So when you are under the anointing of God, don't worry what God is pushing you to say. It might be against what everybody else is seeing. It might be against all odds. But if God pushes you to say, don't you ever pull back. Tonight I want to encourage somebody to be reckless. I want to provoke somebody tonight, so that you won't look at the circumstances around you. And what is written on your payslip? And what size of clothes you put on? Or what part of city you stay? And anything else that's around you. And also, not worrying what you eat and what you don't eat. What the doctor told you never to eat or touch. Hey, brother.
Hey, ama.
I'm feeling so good. Because I know there's somebody tonight that's going to make a reckless statement. We want to create the anointing. Amen.
Amen.
So that somebody can be reckless. So whatever you are going to say under that situation, that atmosphere, God is going to support it. We read the scripture tonight. When Israel had a very, very difficult economy. Until people were fighting for droppings of doves. And they were actually very, very expensive. When you move into a butchery and you see there's steak here, there's liver, you don't even want to get a hold of the head of a cow. Even if it is so cheap, you want the other stuff. But this time it was not cow, it was
ass.
The head of an ex-brother was so expensive. And not only that, two women agreed, let's boil your child today. Tomorrow is yours. They agreed. But the following day, when the other one was saying, okay, now it's your turn, this other woman says no. And the issue went to the king. The king was worried. The whole city was moved. This is what economic hardship is all about. Amen.
Amen.
But you know, believers are never affected by the economy. Because we are not affected by the currency of the world. How many of you know the kind of currency we use? We use faith currency. That faith, that currency can never depreciate. It's constant. God will give you what you want at the time you want it. It was a reckless statement to say you don't need money to buy a house, but yet it is very true. if you also take it tonight and make it your statement and say, today, that is my reckless statement, God is going to give
it
me.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't need money to buy a car. And when you need it, just say that statement. By faith. Because faith pays for it. And you receive it. How many of you believe it? Yes. Because faith is a long-range vision. It sees that which is far away and it brings it close. And you are talking about it as though it is right here. And people are saying, what are you talking about? But you are seeing it here. And faith brings it. Not only seeing, but it brings it to you. It makes you rejoice when you are looking at the things that's far away and they are brought to you. That's what our currency does. And this is why you get to be reckless, because you are seeing it is so close. Then you speak and people don't understand what you're talking about. And during that time of recession, we call it deep recession. Brother, a prophet stood up and said a reckless statement. Amen.
Amen.
Say tomorrow.
Mangwana.
Tomorrow.
Mangwana.
Bali will be one shekel.
So,
Bali.
Bali.
Will be one shekel.
Inenge iri shekel rimwe chete.
Says what? This man who was like an elder in Israel and was always close to the king. He says that can never happen. Even if the heavens are open and Bali comes down, that will never happen. Another reckless statement comes in. You are going to see it with your eyes. But you will never eat it. Amen.
Amen.
You know, it's Christians who can understand this statement. And the story goes, meanwhile, there were some lepers who been pushed out of town. Because the lepers were not supposed to mix up with everybody else. And they were out there and they were busy discussing this for me. About a recession in town. And meantime, the armies were deep up in Samaria, ready to come in and fight. Amen.
Amen.
So these four lepers, they started discussing. They said, look, we are dying here of hunger. If we remain here, we're going to die. If you go to the armies of Syria, we might find some food and we'll eat and we'll live. Or they might even kill us. They started weighing out. Staying here we die. Going there we might die. But there's a high possibility we might get food. Amen.
Amen.
So they agreed. I don't know how they voted.
Said,
no, let's go to the army place. Brother, when they got there, this is where the paradox took place. Amen.
Amen.
Their approach was like a big thunder. It was like horses that were coming into the camp, and all the soldiers went away, leaving the horses and their food and everything else. And this guy, they started eating and started enjoying. And they started enjoying. Start this, they don't even finish. They go on to this one. You know the story? And this other one said, brothers, we are so selfish. Let's go and tell others in the city what has happened here. That was the answer to the reckless statement of the prophet. When they sent the news, people came over and took the food into the city. And people survived. Amen.
Amen.
Now, a lot of times, brother, sister, we don't understand how God does things. But if you are a Christian and you wait on the Lord, you see how He does it. We are not able to explain it, but all we know is He does it. He promised He will fight all our battles. If you believe it, that He will fight your battles, watch God taking over and fighting your battles. And you are going to fold your hands and you don't understand what is happening. You are only waiting there to give a testimony. Is that right? Look at this army. They called other nations to come to fight Israel. But God says, I will fight your battle. Don't worry. Amen.
Amen.
So as Israel was going to the army, brother, God rained hailstones. And the stones were hitting the people. And the people died. And the soldiers ran away. Israel was simply picking up, you know, food and raiment and everything else, because God fights our battles. How many of you believe God fights our battles? Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes the things of the Lord, you don't have to be too much of a gentleman. Brother, if you are too much of a gentleman, you try to fold yourself up and try to coin up the words you must speak and everything else. Brother, those things, they don't work. Those things, they don't work. God is looking for somebody who is slightly off. Amen.
Amen.
Not, I'm not talking about permanent slightly off. No, no. Just at that time, people consider you out of your mind by your behavior and the things you are saying. And God will ride over that. And things happen. And you're going to be so surprised how God can do it. Amen.
Amen.
But brother, sister, the statements that's been made this week, it's setting off something to happen. Is that right?
Amen.
These other presidents before, they had said they were going to do it, but they never did it. They feared to do it. But this one did not fear. Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of things which your friends, the people that go to church with you, they've threatened to do. We're going to do this. They never did it. But today, you're going to say, they threatened, but today I'm going to do it. I believe it, and I'm going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking for some reckless people today. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet spoke about Hittite. Says she got reckless. Because when the super anointing came in the house, and the prophet was talking about Jehovah Jireh, who appeared on the mountain, he says, the same Jehovah Jireh appeared to Abraham, and Jehovah Jireh appeared to Brother Branham, and squirrels were created. And he was talking about that. And Sister Hittite got that. Brother, and she stood up and said, Brother Branham, that's nothing but the truth. There were many sisters in the room. But brother, the bravery that she got to stand up. Brothers were there, sisters were there. But she's the only one that said, there's nothing but the truth. But what she said pleased the Holy Ghost. It pleased God. Until the prophet says, the super anointing came again in the room. The same way it came on the mountain, it came right in that room. And Brother Branham knew something just about to happen now. If this anointing created a squirrel, the same anointing has come, something has got to happen. It has to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Brother Branham said,
Brother Branham, about
Sister Headright,
Sister Headright,
ask whatsoever you will, I will give you. He didn't say God is going to give you. He says, I will give you. Because if he spoke upon the mountain under that anointing and it happened, he knew, if I can do it again, if that anointing comes again, I can speak again. I'm ready to speak. The same way the squirrels came, that's the same way your desire is going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody must be brave today.
Amen.
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 In the presence of brothers, in the presence of sisters, but somebody is ready to say something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Almighty God is the one that came to Sister
Hatred
and anoint her to say exactly what she needed. You don't know your need until God comes to anoint you. And when he anoints you, you are going to say exactly what you are in need of. May that super anointing come again tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And touch somebody so that the impossible, the impossible must happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because our God specializes in the things that men call impossible. Do you believe that? Yes. The coming in of the New
Testament
is changing your vocabulary. You no longer want to say impossible, impossible.
But
when he comes,
it's
possible. It's possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Recklessness is what you're looking at today. Hey, may somebody get anointed.
Amen.
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 My coat. Paragraph 50.
Paragraph 50.
As I was with Moses.
Moses.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to be very, very long. So if your mind goes somewhere, by the time you come back, I'll be close. Amen.
Amen.
And you'll have lost. Now, Joshua had to take this command.
Joshua akatora.
The people said, let God be with you as he was with
Moses.
And you will know that the same spirit that led us this far can take us on. Oh, how the church ought to look this morning to find the spirit working among the people. If you want a church home where the spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the Holy Spirit that will move among the people, that's the spirit that God's raising up in the last days to take the people over into the other land. What kind of spirit is that? It's the spirit of the resurrection. The spirit that rose Christ from the dead into the full promise of all the blessings of God and to the full commission that he gave. Or the promise. The promise is unto you and to your children. Amen.
Amen.
As Israel sought for that promised land, knowing that it was somewhere, because there had been somebody there before. So is the church. We know that there is a land somewhere. There is a power somewhere. Because there's been others over there. Amen. We know that the land lays beyond the river where we are headed towards this morning, trying to go into the promised land. Joshua knew that that land was there. He went first. Amen. And found it. He found it out. There he could come back as a witness. He was not talking about a place that he didn't know. He was there before and he wanted to take the people there. Amen.
Amen.
We're not talking about heaven that we do not know. Somebody has been there, come back and to tell us, whatever you can do, make sure you will never miss that place. Somebody was there, saw the kind of blessings. And brother, we don't want to miss it for nothing. It's a good place. Amen. Says the English dictionary has no word to describe how good the place is. God called ministers ought not to be so stuffed up with theology, but visit the land to where we are going, bringing back evidence of divine love and the power of Jesus Christ to make known to their congregation that there is a land beyond the river. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, he said last night, preaching, going up to Jordan. Now, when we got to the river, to that river, it divides us. It separates us. Once on the other side, something has happened to you. Now, Joshua, in all his knowing that the commandment was great. Amen.
Amen.
The command was great. But having the assurance, he could be fearless. He could be and would call it reckless. This is where we took it from. Amen.
Amen.
As long as he was pointed the right way, he might break up against a hill that will knock him backwards, but he was headed right away. So can the church of the living God be reckless and fearless in faith if we are pointed in the right way? For he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. He never forsook
Moses.
He never failed Moses. He will not fail
Joshua.
He will not fail us.
Amen.
He will be with us. Do we believe that?
Amen.
And as we find Joshua take his commission,
Amen. Knowing the responsibilities was leading them through the land. Now that you'd have to go over into the other land, he would have to set up the kingdom. He would have to divide the inheritance among them. Amen. He knew the commission was tremendous. Far more than Moses had done. Joshua had done. He had more to do than Moses had to do. Another thing. He was to lead them across along the border. Amen. Amen. Among their brethren. And they had already tested the blood. Amen. He had to conquer them. He had to conquer them. He had to keep them quiet as they marched on. So is it today with this new Pentecost group that's rising up now? They've tasted denominationalism. It's so hard to keep them there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you see where we are, brother, sister? Amen. They had to keep on marching. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, with Joshua, in as much as we knew what God told him in chapter
1,
don't go to the left, don't go to the right, go ahead. Don't let the law of this word get out of your mouth, but go to meditate upon it day and night so that you can be prosperous. And the prophet is saying here about
Joshua,
wherever he was heading to, he just had to go because he knew that Almighty God was with him. He says he was a reckless man. Amen.
Amen.
With the promises of God. Whatever God says he must do, that he had to do. And the prophet said, the church of God must equally be reckless with the promises of God. Whatever he says we go to do, that's exactly what we must do. Because you know, we never wrote any promise. We never wrote any scripture. But the God who wrote the scripture, we believe he's around. It's him that is going to push you to say the right thing according to what he wrote. And Almighty God is also determined to make sure he has got to have it fulfilled. Amen.
Amen.
Our problem, we are afraid. We fear to do what he says we must do. We fear to say it. Amen.
Amen.
This is why all these other presidents, although they knew it was the right thing to do, but they feared the Arabs. They feared what the other nations are going to do if they had put it to law. But there's somebody who came up that's not fearful. Amen.
Amen.
Who wants to make sure whatever he said in the campaign, he must fulfill it. Despite what people were going to say or think about. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, you also said a lot of things to your friends. You said a lot of things to your relatives about your Christian life. You told them that we are a holy people. So you must be holy. Amen.
Amen.
You told the people, God is a healer. He heals my disease. Go ahead and claim your healing. You speak it before the devil. Satan, get out of here. I'm well already. I'm healed in the name of Jesus Christ. So don't fear nothing. You don't fear anything. We're looking for a man who is fearless, who is able to stand up and make claims despite what people are seeing. Is that right?
Amen.
This is what people are saying. You
must be able to stand and say, extra, I'm healed.
Extra,
I can see.
Extra, ndakuona.
But you are the man that is saying that you can see. Yes, I can see. Brother, and right there, the eyes were open. And he ran out of the barber shop with that piece of cloth around him. Amen.
Amen.
Because now, you see, brother, when the thing that you're looking for happens, you don't care what people are going to do. You don't care. Today, you don't care. You don't care. Because we'd like you to say something reckless. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah? Your auntie came from Scandinavia and told you, I've got a young man next door that must marry you. And he says, no, no, no. That guy is an unbeliever. And you told your auntie, I'll be married. So I'm looking for a sister who's going to be speaking some reckless statements tonight. You've been saying it all this time. Tonight. Another reckless statement. Amen.
Amen.
Telling the devil when you are going to get married. When? Okay. He didn't want to leave himself out. Yeah, you must not miss it out.
Amen.
Amen. But this is the whole idea. If you told them you're going to get a job, and all along you have not been working, but tonight you are going to tell us and tell the devil that you're going to work this year. Reckless. And if you say it under anointing, especially tonight, God is going to give you the job. Amen.
Amen.
You even mention when you are going to start working. Yeah. Brother, this is what you're looking at.
Amen.
Because our Father is the King. Our Father owns everything. He owns all gold and all silver
and
all diamonds. Our Father owns everything. How can you be a pauper when your Father owns everything? You must put your hands in the pocket and tell everybody, I can buy whatever I want. I can go wherever I want. I can do whatever I want. Because my Father, He owns all things. Hey, brother, don't you want to brag over your Father? Amen.
Amen.
We don't want to appear like we are so miserable. We're not so sure whether there's any promise there or not. But brother, our Father made the promise. And the promise was for me. Amen.
Amen.
Don't look for others to be possessors of the promise. It's you first. You first. Everybody else comes after you. Amen.
Amen.
My Father owns everything. How about your Father? My Father owns everything. He's the owner of all peace. Amen. And He will give some to me. I must claim all that I need. And Almighty God is going to give me tonight. Reckless. Where I think Pentecost failed.
Paragraph 14.
And God will never. Amen. You can never exhaust God's love and mercy to you. You say, well, I hate to bother you so much, Father. Somebody who is praying. Lord, I'm fearing to bother you. Can you imagine somebody fearing to bother God?
Amen.
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 He wants to be bothered. Amen.
Amen.
He wants to be bothered that way. He
does.
Don't never think that you could ever ask too much of God. I believe the scripture says, you have not because you ask not. And you ask not. Amen. Because you believe not. Hey, brother, where are you? The reason why you don't ask is because you don't believe, right? But do you believe? Then you're going to ask. And he's going to give you. He wants us to ask and believe that our joys will be full. He wants you to ask abundantly. Ask for what? Ask for big things. Don't limit your faith to some little mustard seed. Ask for big things. Is this the prophet who said it? Yes. Ask for big things. The reason why I'm repeating that is I want your mind to be going around and look for the big things you can ask for. Don't ask for peanuts, please. Ask for big things. Amen.
Amen.
Don't ask for skoro-skoro, please. Ask for big things. I heard somebody says, I don't want a car that you lay hands on all the time. Before it moves, you must lay your hands on. Ask for big things. I'm repeating because I want your mind to move. Because I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask for big things. Some are thinking of natural stuff. Some are asking for spiritual things. I won't limit you. God won't even limit you. You're not saying, God, I'm going to bother. I don't want to bother you. He wants to be bothered. Ask for big things. Get on out here and some other kind of faith. And move out on big things. Big things is just as easy to receive as little things.
Hey!
Because it's the same level. Ask and it shall be given. Amen. So it all depends on what you're asking for. You just have to believe. Amen.
Amen.
That's all. And you got faith. Just know exactly how to use it. And it will be all right. You can put it right to work. And it will just be fine.
Amen.
Is all right?
Amen.
You all know this part here. Could you imagine talking about exhausting God's love and power and beneficiaries for you? Could you imagine a little bitty fish about that long way out here in the middle of the ocean, say, now wait a minute. I better consider this thing. I better drink this water sparingly. Because I might run out, it might run out someday. A little fish about that big in the middle of the ocean out there. Well, that could easily be done. More easier than you could ask too much of God. He is an inexhaustible fountain of life. Whatever you have need of, ask him and believe him. He provided it in the redemptive blessings when he died at Calvary. and gave a promise to you
for everything you have need of
while you are in the journey. And it's yours.
If you ask and believe it,
that's right. Could you imagine a little mouse about so long under the great garners of Egypt saying, now, wait a minute, I better not eat but just about 2 grains a day, because I might run out before the winter is over. That's the way people act as Christians. Get up of a morning, say, God bless my family today and keep us close to you. Amen. Well, I done my religion for the day. Says, oh, just like to lay down really and drink it, don't you? And have just a real spiritual gastronomical jubilee. Just drink till you just can't drink no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what we're looking at. Somebody who want to say, it's all mine. I want to have all. I don't want to leave any for somebody else. Because I know it's all for me. Amen.
Amen.
I want it. And I want it all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it possible?
Yes.
That you can claim your healing right now and make a reckless statement about it? Amen.
Amen.
About your business
that
is going down like this, and you don't want to care about what is happening around you, but you want to make a reckless statement. Amen.
Amen.
And say, before this year ends, I will be like this. Amen.
Amen.
Because we know the owner of money. We know the owner of business deals. Is that right?
Amen.
We know who owns everything. And that one is in this building. We know that. He is right here in this building. Our natural eyes may not see him, but there's something on the inside that is telling us, because he is here, I'm taking advantage of his presence. I'm going to tell him my situation recklessly. I don't care who hears me tonight. I don't care who doesn't hear me, but I'm going to say, and I know whenever I said he hears it. Do you believe that? I'm going to read something else before I close. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. The message inspiration. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph
34.
When the cross Jordan, which means the Jordan's ways always been the death sign. And when the cross Jordan, Elijah turned around and said, what would you that I would do unto you? He said that a double portion of your spirit be sent upon me. Said, you have asked a great thing. God wants us to ask for big things. My God, he don't run out of blessings up there. Amen. You can't ask for too much. Amen. Look, this is Elijah. And Elijah is seeing he's going. But Elijah is coming close. And Elijah asks him, what do you want from me? What do you want me to give you? I know, brother, normally you'd say, at least half of your ministry will be fine for me. But Elijah didn't say that. He says, I know what you have done. I want double.
Times two.
Times two.
Amen.
Amen. Says, yeah, you've asked for something very hard.
But if you see me go,
you're going to have it.
Amen.
Amen.
Did Elijah say, no, 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 that's not too, that's too much. Why don't you ask at least one quarter? Because if you ask for half, you're going to be greater than me. There's no selfishness with God. There's no big minister and small minister. Because it is God who is doing everything. Is that right?
Amen.
Says if you ask for a hard thing. But however, if you see me go, you're going to heaven. Did he have it? Yes, sir. So whatever you ask of God, it might look so big. Amen. But God is going to give you. As long as we believe, God is going to give you. You're not going to ask for tickets, brother. Many of you young people, you don't know what ticket is. But he says, ask for big things. Is that right? Now, you are the only one who can define what big things
are.
We cannot tell you what big things
are.
Amen. Amen. But your faith is going to define what big things are for you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise be the name of the Lord. We've read about this fish and so forth. But Elisha the prophet.
Now,
Elijah was a stern man and very bold. And he was set in here for an example. God placed him here to show his divine judgment through this man. And Elijah, his successor, was a young fellow and not too old, probably in his 40s or something. Then God called him and received a double portion of the Spirit of God that was upon Elijah. Oh, did you hear this definition? It was not the double portion of the Spirit of Elijah. It was a double portion of the Spirit of God that was on Elijah to come upon Elisha. Did you get that? If it was the Spirit of Elijah, it was going to be the Spirit of a man on another man. Spiritualism. Do you see that? But it is the Spirit of God, the one that was operating on Elijah. It must be times two.
To
work again two times more. Oh, what a type that is of the church. As Elijah the prophet was taken up, Elisha as Elijah.
Amen.
Elijah as Elisha. What will you do? What will you that I do for you? He asked a great thing. That a double portion of your spirit upon me. Amen.
Amen.
That is what we also would want today. Now the Bible wants us to ask for big things. Not to be satisfied. Lord, yeah, I belong to church now. That's enough. No, that's not enough for me. I want to do something else. I want great things. Oh Lord, by His grace, I claim 1 million souls for Christ in my own individual ministry. 1 million souls or better. I'm not satisfied with that. I want 2 or 3 million souls for Christ. Just got to keep going. As long as I've got breath and energy to move, I just want to keep on going. Because this is the only time that I'm going to be able to do that. Right now. Amen.
Amen.
Right now. And this may be your last time that you'll have an opportunity to do that. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, you're not going to be the first person tonight to ask for something that we might describe as
reckless.
Many
before. Before you have already done that. Amen.
Amen.
You are simply going to be copying after
them.
Do you know that your words are very powerful? I'm reading a scripture as we close the service. Matthew 12. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 12, verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things.
Munhu wakanaka unobudisa zvinhu zvakanaka pafuma yake yakanaka. Nomunhu wakaipa unobudisa zvinhu zvakaipa pafuma yake yakaipa.
That determines what you're asking for.
Ndozvinotaura kuti uri kukumbirei.
You're not asking for something for selfish gain.
Hausi kukumbira uchida kuita hundini.
No, no. God knows your motive.
Mwari vanoziva chinangwa chako.
And that is what he blesses. And when you are asking, you are using that motive. God, that's what God is looking at. Not selfish, but for the good of the gospel and for the children of God. God is going to bless you. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. Amen.
Amen.
For by the words, by thy words, thou shalt be justified. And by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. I like the first part of the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
That I want to be justified by the words that I speak.
Amen.
So tonight, we are going to say words that's going to justify us for our needs in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You can never exhaust God.
You
can never exhaust His blessings.
He
is an exhaustible fountain of life.
And all
our needs
are
piled up there for you. Is that right?
Amen.
We read the story about the widow of Zarephath, who had a meal and oil running out. But the presence of Elijah, he unlocked the heavens where the meal and the oil were. And the meal kept on running as long as Elijah was there. And the tap of the oil kept on running as long as Elijah was there. And I want you to know that oil is still there. And that meal is still there. For you also, if you need some, if somebody had it back there, you can also have it. Because he still has got some for you. If somebody received a child from there and you don't have, do you know? You also hold that same tape. Yours is coming. Is that right? He will never tell you, I won't give you, but he will tell you, if you meet the same conditions, he will give you the same. Amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it? We want to stand upon our feet.
Amen.
Brother, we now know we cannot limit God. We can never say, this is too much.
Or
just give me this much. No, no. You ask whatsoever you will. And God is going to give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to sing a little bit while you are conditioning your mind onto what exactly you need.
some old song. We used to sing long time ago. I'm sure if many of you know this song.
And I believe
God. I believe God. It shall be done. Even
as you say.
Trust and obey.